Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity once again to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So amen and amen. We thank God for another blessed day. And hey, wherever you listen to me at, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for another blessed day. You've given us another opportunity to come together and assemble in your word together as one. Father, we pray that through your spirit, you will manifest the word of truth unto us. And Lord, help us to see and understand your perfect will for our lives. Dear God, we thank you, Lord God, once again for the word of the Lord. We thank you for your word that you have given, the three witnesses that you have caused to come forth, and we will give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Once again, I am grateful on this blessed Thursday to some of you who are listening in other parts of the world. It may be Friday morning or Friday evening, but no matter what time of the day it is, thank God for all of you that are listening. We are still in this series of health, healing, sickness, and disease. And for those of you that are first-time listeners from when I started from the introduction the other day, I let you know, the listener, know ahead of time that this series is going to be divided into, if I could say, different sections or different parts. And having said that, I wanted you to understand that I wanted to be led by the Spirit and go where the Spirit would have me to go in giving this word unto you. Now, I want to, on this once again, and I did it with the other sections as of yesterday and the day before that, Wednesday broadcast, Tuesday broadcast, and I want to do it again today, especially for those of you that are first-time listeners. This being part one here of this section today. You're going to hear me in this series and throughout the series as a whole, no matter what section I'm in, mention two more books of God's Word besides the Bible. Now, we'll mention scriptures from the Bible because the Bible does contain the Word of God, but the Lord Jesus calls two more books to come forth with his word, that is to go with the Bible. And they're called, one is called the Word of the Lord, and the other is called the Record of the Nephite. For those of you that are listening for the first time and didn't listen to the broadcast yesterday, you may say, well, what is this Word of the Lord you're talking about? Well, it is messages from the Lord Jesus Christ that he has sent through his angel messenger to be brought to mankind. He thus far have sent 120 messages. And if you want to know somewhat more concerning this, if you're listening on this God's Word Demand page here, first of all, you may see on the right-hand corner maybe a picture of a Bible, a little Bible in the right-hand corner. If you do click on it, a drop box will show up and click on episodes, and it'll show all the episodes that we've done since we've been on Blog Talk Radio. If not, I think you can click on the God's Word to Man logo on this page and And if you see episodes, click on it. But if you get when you get to the episodes, I want to run give you a title of three of them that you can listen to that will talk to you concerning this word of the Lord. One is called Jesus Communicating to Man Through Angelic Visitation. Jesus Communicating to Man Through Angelic Visitation. The second one is How Can I Tell If These Messages Are From God? How can I tell if these messages are from God? And then the third one is titled The End Time Work, Restitution, Restoration. Now, once again, when you go into past episodes, look for those titles, and it'll talk to you about the Word of the Lord book. Now, the other book is called The Record of the Nephite. You'll hear me mention scriptures from that throughout this series. And once again, you say, well, what is this record of Nephite? Well, once again, if you go to the episodes here on God's Word to Man page here, and I'm going to run two broadcasts by you. One is called Sign of the Restoration and Restitution. Sign of the Restoration and Restitution. And the other one is titled, How Did the Record of Nephite Come Forth? Okay. If you listen to that, it'll talk to you about this record of Nephite, going to the Word of God from the Bible also to explain this to you. Now, if you want any, let's say, copy of the messages, the church I belong to is called the Church of Christ the Life Message. If you want any copy of the message, the church is located, the headquarters is located, we're here in Durant, Mississippi, but the headquarter office is located in Independence, Missouri, 608 Lacey Road. Zip code is 64050. That is 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Now, if you want any of the messages where you want to call in order, let me give you two phone numbers. Number one, the first number is 1-800-752-1507. Again, that is 1-800-752-1507. Now, if you don't reach anyone on that number, the other number would be area code 816-252-2343. That's 816-252-2343. Okay? And you can order the Word of the Lord messages, which cost 75 cents per dozen. It's 120 messages, so, you know, you can order the, you know, whatever message you can. It goes from message 1 to message 120. Okay, so, and if you want to order a Record of Nephi book, it is $8 each. Once again, we're not with this price charging. Some people hear that and think, oh, they money hungry. No, but you know that to print these things, it does cost money. Okay, so glory be to God. And so that's how you come across. If you want a copy and you can read it and ask God about it yourself. Amen. Now, we're going to go into the lesson tonight. And this section of the series in the lesson tonight is titled Health Healing, Sickness, Disease, The Cause. The Cause. Amen. The Cause. Let's go into the Bible and let's open up from the book of John, chapter 9. The book of John, chapter 9. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The book of John, the 9th chapter. From the Bible. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of John, chapter 9, and I'm going to read verses 1 to verse 7. The book of John, chapter 9, verses 1 to verse 7. Once again, the title of this lesson, this part of the series, is titled Health, Healing, Sickness, Disease, The Cause. Okay, The Cause. Amen. John chapter 9, verse 1 through 7, the Word of God said, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh where no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. Now, the title, once again, of this message, this part is here tonight, is Health, Healing, Sickness, Disease. And in this section tonight, we're going to be mostly talking about the sickness and disease part, because it's titled Health, Healing, Sickness, Disease, the cause. Now, I want you to notice that, and for those of you that's listening, whether you save or unsaved, some of you may, who are listening, maybe you're born again. And then there's others of you that's listening, maybe you haven't accepted Christ as Lord. This is very important, okay? This is very important. Hallelujah, that you hear this, because, you know, glory to God. Well, let's go on. Okay. We see here, as we open up here, in verse 2, there was a question asked. Now, the Bible told us in verse 1 about this man, and his condition was he was blind, and he has been blind since birth. And in verse 2, there was a question was asked, okay? And the question was asked that was this: who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Now, there, in dealing with sickness and the disease happening to people, there's three things mentioned in verse 2 and 3. Tonight I want to start with the first one. And glory to God, the disciples went to the source, the true source, which is Christ. Hallelujah. And one of the problems with many of God's people today is that we don't go to the true source. We go to people. Now, don't get me wrong. The Lord Jesus can manifest truth through others. But there's been a time where, and I have to be more specific, that many of God's own people have become too dependent on people, you know, and went more to people then they go to the true living God. Some don't even have a prayer life, okay? They don't even pray to God. I mean, some come up in their life, they run to the pastor. Don't get me wrong. God could give a word through your pastor. They run to another brother or sister in the church or something like that. Don't get me wrong. God can give them a word through them, but it's not going to be all the time. Hallelujah. Because if God gave it through them all the time, he will be helping you become dependent on a person, okay? Now, we got to respect that God can use whoever he wants to use. We have to be balanced. We do have to respect that. But however, we must understand that the true source, the number one source, is Jesus Christ. And if we don't understand that, we're going to have problems, quote, overtake us when they shouldn't. You get what I'm saying? The disciples here, Jesus was with them, Ask the source. Well, guess what, believers? Jesus may not be here with us physically, but he's with us through his what? His spirit. And you have the spirit of the living God dwelling in you if you're saved. Now, for those of you that are not saved, hey, you got an opportunity to invite the Holy Ghost into your heart by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord. Amen. And you can talk to Jesus at any time, any hour of the night. You can ask him anything, okay? Amen. And so the disciples, the source, unto them I say good move. They didn't just discuss it among themselves or ask one another about this man, say, hey, how you think this man, or why you think this man been blind since birth? They didn't ask one another that. They didn't go to other people. They didn't try to seek out prophets in the land. See, and this is practices and things like that that's happening today. You get what I'm saying? See, people, like I told you and told y'all on many broadcasts that the office prophet is highly exalted. I mean, highly exalted. It is exalted to a point that even the devil has gotten wind of it, and he has sent false prophets into the land. And so when somebody say, I'm a prophet, people just automatically jump and flock to him, okay? And when they say, I'm a prophet and I'm a healing prophet and all that, they jump and flock to him. And that's dangerous because you can't let everybody, quote, lay hands on you because everybody's not of God. You get what I'm saying? And so they asked the source, Jesus, about this man. And the question was, who did sin? Who did sin? And I'm going to deal with the first suggestion they made. They said, this man, the disciples knew that sin can open up the door for a curse of sickness. Do you know that some believers who say that's not true? Do you know that? It's some believers that say it's not true. I was looking up, I think online, and I forgot who it was kind of hinted to that way. But it's plain in the scripture that some sicknesses and disease come by sin. And in this case right here, the first one, when they ask who did sin, this man, that's going to represent personal sins. You can commit personal sins that can cause sickness to come upon you. You get what I'm saying? You know, when it comes to sin, there is, and I want to, you know, help me if I don't phrase this right, but there are two types of sin. Now, there are different forms of sin which fall in the category of sin, like iniquity, abomination, wickedness. But when I'm talking about two types of sin, there are two types of sin overall, and that is like sins of commission and sins of omission. Okay. Now, some of you say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, sin of commission would be something that God told you not to do, and you did it. Like when God said, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, okay, or thou shalt not commit adultery, and you do it, that would be like sins of commission. Sins of omission is when you know or God has told you to do something and you don't do it. You know to do good because nothing but good comes from God, and you don't do it. That would be sins of omission. And either one can cause an open door for sickness to come. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to look at and deal with the personal sin. Now, let's go to the book of Exodus, chapter 9. The book of Exodus, chapter 9. Amen. The book of Exodus, chapter 9. Now, of course, we know that the cause of sin is not just sickness, because we know from the law, it was the curse was threefold. But we're dealing with sickness in this series, okay? And some sicknesses come from personal sins, can come from personal sins, okay? It can come from sins of, once again, commission or sins of omission. It can come from you, God telling you not to do something, and you do it, or he telling you to do something, which is good, and you omitted it. You don't do it. And it still opened up a door for that. Now, Exodus chapter 9, I'm going to read verse 1 to verse 11. Exodus chapter 9, reading verse 1 to verse 11. The word of God said, "Then the Lord said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, Thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go that they may serve me." And that was a command from God to Pharaoh to do something. Okay? Hallelujah. Jesus. Verse 2 said, "If thou refuse to let them go and withhold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain." Translation, severe pestilence. "And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is the children of Israel. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, Tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And the Lord said unto Moses and unto Aaron, Take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And it shall become small dust in the land of Egypt, and shall be a boar breaking forth with blains or sores upon" who? "Man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a boar breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boars, for the boar was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians." Did you hear that? So Pharaoh was given a command from God to let the children of Israel go to serve him. And he told him, if you didn't do that, which I said, then this sickness will come upon, or boars will come upon man and upon beast. Well, see, that would be like omission, okay? Because you were commanded to do something which was good, and you omitted it. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And it will shut up. And it caused a curse of sickness to come. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's just like, for example, and we'll bring this up hopefully in a few minutes. If the Lord spoke to you and was telling you to do something, for example, if he tell you, said, and let's say you knew it, going to be some little raindrops coming outside. You thinking, oh, I can run in my car and get this. And let's say the Holy Ghost spoke to you right there and said, don't go outside without wearing your jacket. And you start thinking, well, I think I can make it to the car. And God tell you, God said, don't go out there without your jacket. Put your jacket on before you go out there. And you sit around, and all of a sudden you just run outside without your jacket. You didn't do that what he said. Okay, and then all of a sudden you make it to the vehicle, and let's say later on that day you're coughing and all this stuff, and you find out you got a bad cold. Well, see, what opened the door to this sickness is that you omitted that was something God told you to do. Now, I'm giving you an example of omission. Now, another example of omission, for example, since omission, like what else God tell you to do? Like when God said men should always pray and not faint. Okay? Well, if you don't have a prayer life and don't pray, well, you commit the sin of omission. See, when you got Christians talking about, I don't know nothing to repent of, I ain't got nothing to repent of, I promise you, this is why we start to stay repentant and repent of every day. Okay? But some Christians, I don't know I did anything wrong after. Okay, let me tell you something. If sin's a commission, omission, I guarantee you, any of us, you'll find out something. Okay? You ain't prayed that day. You ain't studied. You ain't did, you know, whatever God told you to do. Or you have done some things God told you not to do, and you did it with commission. Okay? Amen. And so God had warned Pharaoh that if you don't do this thing, what I tell you to do, not only did he hit his livestock, but he said, hey, he said, boars is going to come upon man and beast if you don't do what I said. But what did Pharaoh do? Omitted that, I ain't doing that. And didn't do it. And the curse came. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, when the disciples asked Jesus that question in John 9, see, the disciples knew that some sicknesses can come through personal acts of sin. And like I said, today it's amazing that some Christians don't believe that's so. They don't believe. Some of them don't. Well, some professing to be Christians don't believe. I don't think it'll happen that way. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. And this is what I believe from what I've encountered and I've seen. And I told you when we opened up here with John 9 that three things was mentioned. I am thoroughly convinced that when it comes to sicknesses and diseases being on God's people, the first two mentioned in there, which was by the disciples, the man or his parents, the greatest percentage of sicknesses and diseases come through that. I'm thoroughly convinced, okay? Now, you got some Christians that think that or try to put off the people that they never do anything wrong, that they never miss it, and won't acknowledge that, hey, this thing happened because I opened the door. Well, I don't care how much you deny it, it's going to be there, okay? Amen. It's going to be there until that thing is repented of. So you might as well be, you know, truthful about it. Amen. And I'm thoroughly convinced that of sicknesses and diseases that comes upon even God's people, okay, the biggest percentage come from those two, personal sins and sins through the parents, generation. Glory be to God. And that the bulk of that percentage is open doors. I'm thoroughly convinced. I did not say every sickness and disease because we'll talk about that later on at another time in this section. But if I had to break it down to cases, you know, or where did I think that, do you think that the majority of the sicknesses come from the third thing, which Jesus mentions, the dealing with the works of God to be manifested? Or do you think it just, or not, or what? I have to say that it comes through personal or generational, and then there's open doors. Among some of us as Christians in the Christian community, many don't like to talk about that. Okay, they don't like to talk about open doors, you know, unless they're talking about someone else, but they don't want to talk about that. Okay? Amen. And, you know, doctors are starting to discover, for example, you know, the Bible says anger rests in the bosom of fools. And see, God knows we would get angry. There's something that makes us angry, but when we hold the anger, it can have an effect on us. And even doctors are starting to notice that the resting of anger within, how it begins to affect the body. And you know, especially if they're earthly doctors, they might want to say, hey, you know, I could recommend you a psychiatrist. You know, you need to release that stress. Some of them tell you, hey, go on a vacation, all like that, because they see that it affects the body. It can open up a door for sicknesses to come. Okay. I mean, the doctors know. They start to see this. Okay. So they're, you know, and especially if they say, no, they're not going to tell you, hey, you need to accept Jesus or repent. They ain't going to tell you that. They're going to say, hey, you got too much stress going on. Take a vacation. You know, stuff like that. Amen. Hallelujah. But, you know, if they're not saying, they're not going to tell you, say, repent or receive Christ as Lord. They're not going to tell you that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're not saved and you listen to this broadcast and the sickness has come, you are, and I'm not trying to be funny, your life is a open door to the sickness. Okay? It's an open door. Hallelujah. Because you're living in sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Thank you, Jesus. And as I told, I may have mentioned on one of the other broadcasts, this is what I'm doing, people, here. It's for all of us. I mean, I know you said, well, Brother Nate, you're doing this broadcast. Yes, but this word is for Brother Nate also. Okay, the word of God is for all of us, okay? I mean, I don't care who's giving it to you. If they're violating the word, then they're going to suffer the consequences too. It doesn't exempt us, let's say, in the ministry, or those of us that's given the word. We're not exempt because we're given the word, okay? We got to walk accordingly anyhow to the word too, as we are telling you, okay? Now, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, you know, the first, I say, 13, 14 verses is dealing with when you, and let's look at verse 1, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now, notice what the Lord said through Moses and this message that he had Moses to give. He said, And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God would set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Now, from verse 1 here to about verse 12. Or 13 or 14, is all about when you hearken unto the voice of the Lord, it lists nothing but blessings. Amen. Nothing but blessings. Nothing but blessings of what God will do for you if you unto his voice. Now, look at verse 15. He said, but it shall come to pass if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses, now you see that, all these curses shall come upon thee and what? And overtake thee. Uh-oh. Now, when you read this Deuteronomy 28 chapter, you're going to notice, one thing you're going to notice, the list of curses is way longer than the blessings. Now, don't get me wrong, the blessing is greater, but starting from verse 15 on to the end of the chapter, it's nothing but curses, okay? Look at verse 58, same chapter. Verse 58, same chapter. And he said, if thou would not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses and of long continuance. My God, moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring upon thee until thou shalt thou be destroyed. You will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord. He said, all these curses will come on you. And notice in that list is sicknesses. Okay? Now, the hearkening can be, if you don't hearken, it can fall under the category of sins of commission or omission. Because once again, if God tells you not to do something and you go do it, it can open up a door for a curse of sickness to come upon you. Or if he told you to do something and you didn't do it, it can open up a door for a curse of sickness to come upon you. You get that? Remember when God had the children of Israel put the blood of the animal on the doorpost, which represented and dealing with the blood of Jesus to protect them? But let me ask you a question. What if the children, what if Israel didn't do it? What if they didn't obey? What would have happened? Well, that death would have got them. You see what I'm saying? That would have been omission, sin of commission, omission, where they was told to do something which was good and omitted it, didn't do it. Well, that death would have came upon them. And see, in this time, many of us are God's people. We have been told things, God told us things to do, and it has opened up a door for sicknesses to come because we didn't do it. We omitted it. We didn't do it. And then there's some things he told us not to do, and we did it, and it opened up a door for sickness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. My Lord. And see, this hearkening, when you don't hearken unto the voice of the Lord, one of the categories also can fall under is personal sin. Personal. See, some of you that's listening, God gave you a personal word to do something. Amen? Or he gave you a personal word not to do. And when you was disobedient in either or, now these certain things is happening to you, sickness had hit you, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? And he said, if you don't hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, now that voice could be through his words. It could be through his spirit in your spirits, okay? It could be his word through someone else unto you. If you don't hearken, you can open up the door for a sickness or disease to come. You get what I'm saying? See, you know, give another example. Sad to say this. Now, I understand a sinner being bet against it, but some church folks don't like to hear this. For example, the Lord tells us not to commit a fornication. Now, we know that there are two types. There's a physical side. There's a spiritual side. Either or, God said, don't commit it. Now, let's talk about the physical fornication. Well, when you committing fornication physically, it can open up the door for sickness. Like what? Syphilis, gonorrhea, AIDS. Amen. Because what? You committing that sin. Well, see, you committed that act that God said don't do, that prohibited. Okay? Amen. Now, some of you may get upset about what I'm going to say, but, you know, I love you in the Lord. But you can keep on sitting there thinking that homosexuality is all right if you want to. Okay? And here's the thing about this, and I got to come straight with you on this, on dealing with sexual sin. Many, or some who are calling themselves, quote, children of God, has gone to commit this act of sin, fornication, even adultery, including also homosexuality, lesbianism, and they have listened to men who say, hey, we have made instruments and things to protect you. And what has happened, if they have depended 100% on the protection made by man. Now, listen to this, people. Why would you think God would let that fully work? Now, just pause for a minute and let that sink in, you know. Because if it worked 100%, now they even admit, and man have admit this, that created stuff, say, hey, it's not a 100% protected. But see, people treat it like 100%. Well, if it was 100%, if God allowed it to be 100% protected, then you could find something to go around what God says. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, when God said don't commit fornication, and you go, hey, I can use this particular thing that protect me, I can go ahead and fornicate. And then you'd be like, you ain't paying God no attention. You ain't listening to God. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, I see on TV, even with the homosexuals, they come up with some medicine that's supposed to protect them and stuff like that. Let me tell you something. This stuff is not going to fully work. God is not going to let you beat what he says, period. You can counsel it. I don't care what you come up with. I don't care how many years of study you did on it. I don't care if it looked like you had some kind of success. He's not going to let it be fully successful. Amen? Because then you will be able to brag and say, hey, I got something to override or to beat what God says. You get what I'm saying? And people, guess what? That ain't happening. Okay? Some of you may say, well, it's happened so far. People been doing so. The mercy of God. But guess what? God is finna start pulling his hand back from stuff. The God had been having mercy on people. But now he finna start pulling his hand back from stuff. And, you know, some of y'all look it up. You see, even sexual disease and stuff, you know, much of it is on the rise. And see, when these sicknesses and diseases, whether it's sexual or other sickness and disease, rise, what do the first thing man do? Run to man. Amen? No, the first thing people don't run to God. You got a few of them that do, but most people, sickness and disease come up. I don't care if it's from sexual sin or shooting drugs, needles in your arms and stuff like that, and they sick real bad. Who you think they're going to run to? They're going to run to man. They're not going to run to Jesus. And what people is going to find out, and some have found out, that certain stuff that hit them, man has no cure. Or even the, quote, vaccine that they give you, you're going to find out that these sicknesses and diseases is rising up stronger than the vaccines that you're taking to stop it. Well, you can say amen, oh me, or you don't know. You can say either one. But I'm telling you, there is no way that God is going to let you defeat his word. You can forget it, okay? You got those who've been given the word about that, and you know, and they thinking, I've been having it good. You know, for many of us, we have been teaching our children against fornication and stuff like that, where God had to say the word like that, and some of them just ignore you and go on, and they're having relationships, as they say, boyfriend and girlfriend, and they say, oh, I'm doing fine, as if to say, you're wrong. Above all, as if to say, God's word is wrong. We better pray for our children, because reaping season is about here. God has been having mercy. And see, many of them don't realize that God had been having mercy on them. But see, they going around parading around, smiling and jumping and talking about, well, look at me. I'm having it good. I'm doing good. That what you said happened ain't going to happen. That, and some boldly come out and tell the parents that. Some of them is that what they thinking. That is what they thinking. And don't pay you a bit of attention. Okay? So we better pray for our children. Now, I'm here to tell you, And let's be real with this. If they open doors, and some of us as parents, because they are children, we just want to say, Lord, have mercy on them and heal them. That's what we need to pray. But what are we leaving out? Lord, move on them to repent. Because we forget that part. Amen. Let's be real. We forget that part. Yeah, I know you're distressed and it hurt. It does hurt and distress. You hear your child get hit with a sickness, and especially when you know that door is open. But just telling God to heal them and have mercy and not pray that he move on them to repent. My God, come on. Amen. I mean, if we're going to come with the full dinner with other people, we got to come with the full dinner with the kids. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. People, this thing is real. It's real. Ain't nothing fake about it. Okay? And God is revealing to people, personal level, open doors. Okay? Open doors to, you know, some have been prayed for, and God is revealing open doors, okay? And it has to be repented of, okay, to close the door. You know, if it's not repented of, then that thing is still there, okay? And it has to be repented of. And see, that's what he's doing in these last days. So, therefore, our personal prayer should be for ourselves. If you're encountering this or that for a while, say, Lord, show me any doors that are open, okay? Amen. Because we're dealing with personal on this part of the series, personal. Seeing the cause. See, the disciples them knew that one of the causes for sickness to come, and they said, well, why, you know, and, you know, he said, what is this? And notice that, and if you look at, let's say, back at chapter 9 in John, and it's interesting that in verse 1, it says that this man was blind from his birth. And they're asking, who sinned, this man? Now, if he were blind from his birth, how could he have done something, you know, as a little baby or infant? Because the Bible says he was blind from his birth. But see, they ask, who sinned? This man? Well, I mean, you know, yes, they knew that a personal sin, and that's what we're talking about tonight. But see, I'm just looking at that right there. When the Bible said the man was blind since his birth, and they like, who sinned? Did this man sin? Well, if he was blind since his birth, what kind of sin could he have done? Okay? If he was blind since his birth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So sometimes, you know, people can ask certain things and they're not thinking. Now, it's very possible that they didn't know that he was blind since his birth, okay? But looking at it there and seeing the information the Bible gave us, we knew it couldn't have been the man himself because he was blind since his birth. Now, if it say he was blind for, you know, he's grown, but he's been blind for 10 years, then we can look at that there's something that he could have done to open up the door to this sickness, okay? But see, we're discussing tonight, like I said, some sicknesses and disease come by personal sin, okay? That's how some of them come, by personal sin. Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord today. Amen. All glory and honor and praise go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord, and he is God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in this series. I thank you for touching hearts and touching minds and, Lord God, revealing to the utmost your plan. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We will give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory, glory be to God. Thank God for those of you who have been listening to the broadcast. Lord, say the same. Next week we will have a part two to this part here also. Look for the advertisement then. And the Lord say the same. I may be coming back again this Saturday. Tomorrow I'll be off from the broadcast because I have something that come up for me to do. But if the Lord say the same, looking to be back this coming Saturday. So once again, thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.